This is Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichert of the 90th Legislative District in Franklin County. Representative Reichert, welcome to this report to your constituents and neighbors. And speaking of neighbors, Chad, this week is Franklin County Fair Week. I understand that that is all the buzz in the district and all around the county. What is happening there and what is so great about the Franklin County Fair?
Yeah, Chuck, well, this is the Franklin County Fair has really been a staple in our community. You know, its current form, it's been around since the mid-60s. You know, it's been very near and dear to my heart. My grandfather was president of the fair for a number of years. I kind of grew up there along with, you know, my brother just helping out over the summer. And, you know, it's just a great place to get, you know, back in touch with our agricultural roots here in Franklin County, see some of the livestock, but, you know, see a lot of the talent that we have here in Franklin County. And they've got everything from, you know, art competitions to baked goods to, you know, vegetables. You know, there's activities every night, demolition derby and rodeo and tractor pool. I mean, the fair is really just a great place to go socialize. You know, I personally look forward to the food. I'm sure that's not a shock to anybody there, but, you know, just a lot of great opportunity there to go and, you know, just have some good Franklin County cooking. And, you know, a lot of local organizations have their stands there. I'm always a big fan of the funnel cakes. Ice cream is out of this world from the 4-H kids there. So it's just a really good family event. You know, a lot of vendors there. Again, plenty of animals to get up close to. And you know, as a kid, I mean, that was always one of my favorite things, was just to see all the livestock there and just to be a part of that. And, you know, hopefully the weather holds off here the remainder of this week. But, you know, I'm definitely planning to be up there on Friday and hopefully Saturday, you know, depending on how things in Harrisburg shake out. But we can talk about that a little later on, I guess.
Yeah, I understand also that your state champion, world champion baseball team is also going to be around one of the days this week. Folks might want to come out and say hi, congratulate them. When are they going to be around?
Yeah, so it's my understanding that I think Friday night they're planning to have a celebration, I guess, you know, honoring the Blue Devils on their historic win against DuBois here earlier in June, you know, taking the 5A statewide championship in baseball. So I think, you know, the mayor Ben Thomas is organizing an event, just really looking forward to, you know, being a part of the, you know, the community there and just celebrating this huge win, you know, for Greencastle. I mean, you know, this is a really special team. You know, the game itself was record setting, right? 14 innings. I mean, both teams fought really, really hard. Greencastle came up on top and, you know, absolutely deserve the win there. So, and it'd just be really, really awesome to celebrate. I know when the team was returning home after their win, you know, it was a little later than anyone anticipated, but, you know, still the number of people at midnight or even later, it might have been even 1 a.m., you know, that we're lining the streets to welcome them back. So this will be an opportunity during normal waking hours that we can celebrate the Blue Devil win here.
Celebrate the Blue Devils. Come out and enjoy the fair. Pennsylvania fair season all across the state is one of the best times. It's just amazing. Come out, check out everything that is available. Now, you said that you might have to come up to Harrisburg, and that is sad, but it might actually be a good thing. That means we might actually have a budget in place. What are you hearing?
So rumors, right? In the, you know, I think that's one of the biggest things in Harrisburg is just, you know, the amount of rumors that take place. But it seems to be that, you know, there's at least a framework for a budget or something. So we've kind of have our hopes up that, you know, we might have something to be able to vote on. And the rumor is that, you know, maybe Friday and then through this weekend we'll get called into session. Which, you know, to get everything completed here, we'd only be, you know, about a week and a half, 2 weeks late on the budget. I say only, you know, compared to last year's debacle with a 4 month long stalemate. I think that this is just an excellent opportunity here to be able to get things wrapped up. So hopefully all sides, you know, are able to come to an agreement here and we can get the budget taken care of here this weekend.
Stay tuned, folks. We might have news. This has been Checking In with State Representative Chad Reichert. Tune in for another episode next week.